Blog Talk Radio.
On this Monday, my name is Rupert Bernard with Virgil Spragus and Russell Hoodie. And I'll tell you what, this has been a wild week. A lot of crazy shit going on. Russell, how you doing, brother?
No, I'm doing great, man. Just sitting
Oh, same here. I've been sitting back here watching this whole thing unfold. We were right again.
We called it.
And everything, and just earlier, Trump used the Insurrection Act to, he's getting ready, he's just deployed the U.S. military from Fort Bragg to D.C. because of the shit that went on over there last night, and just called for federal agencies on all levels. So shit's fixing to get real and everything, but, you know, Floyd's brother got on today and said, you know, this isn't even about my brother. You guys are a disgrace. Even said that.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what he said. But seriously out there, anybody who thinks what's gone on for the last 3 days has anything to do with George Floyd, let me tell you, your stupidity is absolutely stunning. You should write your institution to higher learning and demand a refund due to breach of contract. because y'all didn't learn a fucking thing.
Right. I know. And now
this is straight up. This is straight up an anarchist movement, anti-fascist.
Mm-hmm.
They're well funded. For those,
mm-hmm.
I've been posting about it for 2 days about how amazingly these stacks of bricks show up in all these
mm-hmm.
Planned areas for destruction. You've got
mm-hmm.
politicians, including Mike and Haley, whatever her fucking name is, who ran for
governor.
Went out and saying this shit. Of course, the Democrats are 100% behind it. And if there was going to be a real investigation of it, which we know how Washington, D.C. does investigations, so nothing will ever come out of it. I guarantee you, you could track some of this shit back straight to congressmen, senators, Soros, and company. This
mm-hmm.
is a full attack.
And it took this just to actually classify Antifa as a terrorist group, you know, in Arizona, which I'm glad it's better late than ever, you know, but I'm glad it's done.
Well, yeah, but I really don't understand the planning or the cause behind that, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to have Democrats coming out now. And if they're
mm-hmm.
ever, if they ever get back in power, which is highly possible, it could happen this time. Don't fool
mm-hmm.
yourself for a minute and think this is going to be a landslide election.
Right,
they're telling you that shit,
that
they're
earlier.
Shoving that shit at you because they want you to feel comfortable and go, well, you know, I'm not going to, well, it's raining tonight or it's cold tonight. He's got it in his bucket. I'm not going to go out there and vote. I'm telling you, people,
this is what it's about. I said that. Thank you, Russell. I said that earlier. Thank you. He just confirmed what I said earlier to my roommate. I was like, you know, this is all about the election to keep everybody home. Exactly what it's about.
Yeah. You know, and but getting back to the thing about calling Antifa a terrorist organization, do I believe they are? Yes, I do. They're domestic terrorists. But by doing this, he stepped out on a slippery slope because the next president that's going to come along is going to go, hey, you know what, man? Those Christians are fighting me tooth and nail on this or that or whatever like that. And you know what? We're just going to classify them as domestic terrorists. That way we can spy
mm-hmm.
on them and go after them. It's a very
mm-hmm.
slippery slope you stepped out on
up yeah.
there. I hope people realize that. And for
yeah,
those
it is
of you that are
it's
going,
like damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know.
Yeah. And for those of you going, yeah, come on, bring this on, let's get it on, let's get it over with, I don't think y'all have a fucking clue as to what you're asking for.
Because
mm-hmm. this ain't.
Because we told you.
Call of Duty or anything like
mm-hmm.
that. Let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
if this comes to full-blown fruition, the fucking supply chain's going to fall apart immediately.
Yeah.
In 3 days,
yeah.
people aren't going to be able to go to the grocery stores, get anything. People are going to be
mm-hmm.
starving. People are going to get desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be ugly. And I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, Virgil called it.
Not hundreds of thousands, not 200,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about millions of people will die,
mm-hmm.
some just from starvation. Very careful what you wish for, people.
Yeah, because I tell you, you know, Virgil said this
too,
you know.
I didn't mean to hog it all up there, man. The
I'm glad
you
did,
because
you said exactly what I said. You confirmed what I said today, you know, and it's like what Virgil said this a long time ago. All it took was one
yeah.
stupid idiot. Who's that stupid idiot? A cop. It sparked this whole thing.
Well, let's not even go there because that
mm-hmm.
story's got more holes in it than we repaired.
Yeah,
guys,
I was reading up on it. I actually agreed. I think, you know, I saw your post on that and I agree with you. I'm thinking right along that same line, brother. that is.
Well, let's look at it. Okay, you know, the city coroner comes out, right? A black woman.
Mm-hmm.
City coroner comes out. No signs of association trauma at all. Da da da, like that. Underlying health problems, and he had fentanyl in his system.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then they get a private autopsy done by that high-named doctor who jumped all over it because he's a media whore. And he goes, oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there was trauma, there was this, there was that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then the county coroner comes out, and they say that it's signs of strangulation, whatever you would call it, asphyxiation, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's signs of that. But then there's another one, like the fourth one comes out and says, no, it's not. So these medical professionals can't even make up their friggin' mind.
All right. And
I know Virgil wants to run on this, but let me just say one more thing real quick here and stuff like that.
He's not here. He's not on the air. I think he'll call in probably a little later. But I know one person we can trust, Russell, that would actually do. He's a state examiner. We know him very well. He's a militia member of the militias. And I guarantee if he was to do an autopsy on that and on this and everything, we'd get the exact cause of what happened and the truth. That would be Dennis Stewart.
Okay, well, tell me this.
You know,
all right. You saw the picture. Everybody saw the picture of the cop kneeling
mm-hmm.
on him. And saw the video and after that, all right? Then
mm-hmm.
you have the mugshot of this guy when he was arrested. And I guess there in Minneapolis and stuff, they have glamour shots do their mugshots and stuff. Cause
mm-hmm. Well, it don't look like them.
But the hairline doesn't match, the earlobe doesn't match, and that guy in
mm-hmm.
the mugshot got to be at least 10 years younger than the guy kneeling on George Floyd. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Explain something else to me.
Plus, he's 60 pounds lighter.
They said they tried to resuscitate him on the site, is what they said at the briefing day. There's no sign of that in any of the videos. When was the last time you saw EMTs show up in battle belts armed? They did not
mm-hmm.
try to resuscitate him in any way, shape, or form. It took them two tries to get him on the gurney. When was the last time
mm-hmm.
you saw it take two tries for any EMT to get somebody on a gurney?
All right. This was
so
planned.
I mean,
this was so well planned out, bro. This was predictable. You know, this was so predictable. All they needed, was the fuel and the fire.
Well,
here we go.
Okay. And one more thing. And then they find out that George Floyd and the Chauvin cop worked together at a bar as security.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
but he denied it.
If you were down on the ground and somebody was on your neck like that and you knew him and who he was, would you be going, please officer, I can't breathe? No, you'd be going, whatever his first name was, get your motherfucking bitch ass off my neck, I can't breathe.
You'd be going, what the fuck, bro? Yeah, you'd be going, what the fuck, bro? What do you think you're doing?
You'd be calling
him
by name, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, but a lot of that, too, I was reading that he was also in the Black Ops unit. Did I read that wrong, or was that correct?
I don't know. I hadn't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the guy had a history of some deal, but I'm telling you, the guy in the mugshot and the guy kneeling on Floyd ain't the same person, all right?
Ain't the same. No.
Okay,
well, the guy's actually 60 pounds lighter, too. I mean, Floyd's heavier. This guy's not.
Yeah.
Look at the weight
difference. Oh, yeah. And so now you've got this supposedly Chauvin guy in jail under suicide watch. And I'm going to bet everybody listening to the show right now, a dollar to a donut hole. Yes, you bring me a donut hole, I'll give you a dollar if this doesn't turn out to be true. I will bet you a dollar to a donut hole that he Epstein'd himself under suicide watch before all this is said and done.
Within 48 hours, what do you want to say? 48 hours?
No, it won't be that quick. I mean, it's going to happen, but, you know, they're going
to
have
to. Oh, guess what I got to do today, brother? Guess what I got to do today? I actually got to sit in a restaurant and eat breakfast.
Well, hallelujah.
I actually got a haircut. So, I felt good.
Hi.
I went over to Rex.
My fucking hair.
Today.
My hair is now on my shoulders. It has been this long since 1974.
Right.
It
mine
is now
was
on
half,
my
almost
shoulders.
There. Mine was almost there.
My
I'll
shoulders,
send you some pictures.
And I'm not getting a haircut until I can go in because I'm not going to wear a mask to get a haircut. And I'm not going to have my hair cutter wearing a mask.
All right.
If I end up looking like Bigfoot, it's all on the government.
Oh, do like I did. If you know somebody on the side, just have them pay them on your table to come to your house.
You know?
Yes. Anybody out there listening that's a haircutter, if you want to come over and give me a topless haircut, I will pay you well for it.
Right. So I bribed the last one. I paid him $30. So and everything. But I tell you what, brother, this is. I mean, we saw this. I told you. I still don't think there's going to be a general election. I'm seeing it plain as day. I don't think there's going to be.
I don't know.
You know,
it ain't looking good. It ain't looking good at this point, and. I'm going to tell you something else, man. I'm going to ask again, and I'm not going to stop asking, why is Clinton, Obama, and all these people still running around? Comey, Strzok, whatever that hoe's name was, Page. Why aren't these people been arrested or indicted?
Exactly.
And
I was thinking of Obama.
I read an article, and it was from a fairly good source, but it's not a source that I would call friggin'
trustworthy.
excellent. Yeah, I wouldn't call it an excellent source. That the DOJ went to Hillary Clinton, all right, and offered her a deal. All she had to do was sign a deal that said she broke the law or whatever like that. And other than that, they were going to let her walk. They were going to let them keep all the money they stole on the some tax from Russia, I guess, on uranium one. All this treason, they were going to let all that go if she signed a piece of paper. Now, I want to tell you right now, we're not going to stand for that as Americans.
No.
Equal justice.
Because
if.
The reason
the
for that too.
All right.
Look at the boy Phoenix
about diplomacy.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, look what happened to the boy Phoenix. He was murdered because of that. He was murdered because of that. Everything that I confirmed back 6 years ago, Russell, was confirmed by Carol Bundy when she did her own investigation and hired a private investigator. They dug up the same information me and the boy did.
Oh, there's no
and she
doubt
thinks
about
that's what
it,
she did. You read that? I sent you because she said that's probably the reason why he got killed.
Oh, undoubtedly, he's opening up on all that stuff.
Oh yeah, and if you remember, he had documents in the truck that he was going to bring to the sheriff's on all that, but they disappeared.
I'm good. I'm not buying anything. Thank you though.
But, you know, but for her to get off and all that, you know.
I can't afford it. Thank you.
You ordered your pizza?
Some salesman walking through the neighborhood.
But, you know.
You know. I really want to have faith. I really do. But I can't find it anywhere. I don't see.
You said it many times, and I'll say it for you. The corrupt ain't going to arrest the corrupt.
Nope.
That's basically what it is. And I see that plain as day.
So, and anyway, of course, then you had all these Pew cultists going, oh, the 31st, that's the end of the Q calendar, whatever. It's on, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
10 days back out. Jesus Christ Almighty.
By the way,
you know,
what happened to COVID? What happened to the COVID, man, the virus? Did that disappear all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. Well, now they're going to come back and say all this rioting caused a big relapse of it. I mean,
they already are.
You know, it's the American people. If you're average American people, I'm talking about Billy Bob and Susie Q sitting over there in their living room. Mm-hmm. If they ain't figured out what's going on yet, I'm going to tell you, Joseph, we're more fucked than we think we are.
Right. Well, the news was saying today that they, speaking of relapse, they were talking about that, and they said, well, now we need to have contact tracers on them. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What can I say?
Then I posted a deal the other way. They already got the microchip thing going, man, and they're pushing it. You know, you're going to have to be able to show you're vaccinated or we can't let you function in society. I mean, the Rothschilds are in on that, Gates, both the Rothschild think tank and the Gates Foundation.
Soros, Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you Bloomberg's in on it because, you know, he supports China fully and everything. So, you know, they're all in on it.
You know, I kind of wonder what the fuck's going on with that guy because, you know, he kind of fell off the planet there. He's been awful damn quiet.
Oh, he's been surfacing here and there. I mean, his name pops up, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's the one supplying the bricks.
Well, you know, it's time for the big trilateral commission meeting again, so I'm sure we'll know what's going to happen the rest. Here shortly. People want to laugh, you know, and make fun of this and that kind of stuff, man. But people, if you can't see what the hell is going on here, I really don't know what to say to you anymore. I really don't.
Right.
I mean, here on this radio show, me, Joseph, Virgil, we've laid out this whole scenario since Trump was elected and all this shit started. We told y'all just about step for step what was coming and when it was going to come. All right? And you know what? As fucking sad as it is, we have been 100% right.
Well, I said what, way back after this last election, there's not going to be any general election coming up. And everybody have doubts because I kept saying why? I go, because of what's fixing to come up in January. Well, what's going to come up in January? Well, you'll find out. Then it'll actually start in March. Well, you remember me saying that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. And, actually, if you want to get right down to the nut cutting, this stuff really started back in December, and maybe as far back as August, because there's some shit that went on that went on at Fort Detrick. They were shut down. For leaks and one thing or another and stuff like that. So that's where we did our bio-warfare research and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I can't confirm any of it, so I'm not going to go into big detail or anything like that. But there's a backstory to all this stuff that, while it can't be confirmed, theoretically speaking, it makes sense. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to leave it there. So, you know, I think this should start it way back in December, because I'm going to tell you something, man. The end of December, the first part of January, I was sick as a dog.
I remember.
I had a cough. I couldn't talk. Well, shit. I missed two or three
shows.
You had
ammonia, too.
I couldn't talk, remember?
Yeah, and you had ammonia on top of that, and I had the same thing back in January, if you remember.
You know, so
you and I are good. You and me are good to go.
I would think so.
Yeah.
You know? And is this stuff as deadly as they say it is? It should have killed me.
Yeah. It almost did. It almost did me, man, because me being a heavy smoker and stuff, there for the last couple of weeks, I couldn't breathe. I mean, I was having heart issues with breathing. I had ammonia. I couldn't get out of bed. And doctor gave me an inhaler. That's what kept me breathing and everything. If I would have waited, she said, if I would have waited any longer, my kidneys would have shut down.
Yeah. Who knows actually how long this shit's been around, but it was way over.
Yeah.
I'm sure Dr. Fauci, whatever his fucking name is.
Of course, you call them Fruit Loops, so we'll call them Fruit Loops.
Was presented to Trump as the premier virus on the planet and stuff. And President Trump, being the guy he is, he wants the best of everybody. So he had all these fucksticks telling him, this is your guy. And I'm telling you, and I believe with all my heart, the only way you can be that wrong about anything is intentionally. Am I wrong, Joe?
No, you were right, because he caught on to it. He figured it out. You and I and Virgil talked about it. We were like, we hope he figures this out, that he's being conned. And he did. He was like, whoa, wait a minute here.
I mean, you can. You know, the last few press conferences there when Fauci was running his cock holster. If y'all watch President Trump's body language, he was like, oh, Jesus, how am I going to get rid of this fuck stick?
Yeah, and if looks could kill, he gave looks that were like, I'm going to fuck you up so bad you ain't going to get away from it. Kind of look, you know? Sometimes I think he listens to our show, because everything we have said, it seems like, even Virgil said the same thing, it seems like the next day he does it. or he responds, you know. And I wouldn't be surprised, because we do have government officials that listen in on this show, you know.
Well, yeah, I'm fixing to say, I am fairly sure that we're listened in on quite frequently.
Yep. You know, but here's the thing. When we've had government agents call in on our show that, you guys out there, we know how it is, and you can't express yourself. You want to call in on the show, let out a rant, go for it. We're not going to give you away. But, you know.
Yeah.
It's iconic because Virgil is like, sometimes I wonder, man, if he does listen to us. You know?
Yeah, because, but anyway, so I don't know what's going to come of all this. I haven't been tracking much this evening. All these curfews are supposed to be in place. Yeah. I'm sorry.
7 p.m. 7 p.m. is supposed to be curfew.
I'm wondering if they'll be enforced. And of course, then we've had right here where I live in Katy, Texas, we've had credible threats posted on several different
platforms. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
We're coming to the suburbs and that kind of stuff. And I'm ready, man. Okay. I even put on some jeans. I'm not sitting in the garage in my boxers tonight.
Well, that's what gave Trump the idea to go ahead and list him as terrorist, you know, organizations. I know you and a lot of people were like, well, Trump can't give the order, can't do martial laws or override the governors. Well, he can because of him listing Antifa as terrorist acts, and terrorist acts are on American soil. He can use the Insurrection Act, override the governors, send in the U.S. military on several levels, you know. But he's doing this by the book. He's doing it by the books, what he's doing, you know.
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to tell everybody, don't expect the military to roll out tonight or anything.
Yeah. Well, he did call military.
Let me tell you, be careful what you wish for, people, because they put the National Guard on the ground in Minneapolis, and what did they do? They ran through a neighborhood just like the one I'm sitting in here. People saw these troops in this V coming down the street. They stepped out on their porches to see what was going on, started filming it. They were ordered to get back in their houses. They didn't, and they were fired upon. This is verified. Mm-hmm. It's confirmed by the governor's press conference. His excuse was, well, you know, it was dark and you couldn't tell who the looters were. These people were on the front porch, Mr. Governor.
Right. And, you know, but hey, it's real and it's about to get bloody. I mean, we've had one of the National Guards and a cop last night had to kill somebody because they were fired upon. That was just the first round, you know. But Trump did call in the U.S. military from Fort Bragg up in D.C. after the shit that went down up there last night. So don't think he can't do it, because with the Insurrection Act, he can actually do it. So you guys might want to rethink what you all are thinking.
Well, I think, I don't know, I could be wrong, man, because actually, and I'm in no way supporting any of this violence that went on or anything, but the advancement these people have made since, say, like Ferguson is just fucking astounding. I mean, you had to have cooperation of local government officials and that kind of stuff to pull this out.
That's 100% true, Russell.
You have these pallets of bricks just coincidentally showing up on these street corners and stuff with no construction going on anywhere around. These people are being paid. They're wearing the same shirts, the same masks. I mean, there's some serious logistics going on behind this.
Now, don't ever underestimate your enemies, especially Antifa. We've been saying that.
Yeah. Now the $64 question is, do they have cash or the arms? That's what you have to ask.
More likely, from what I know, researching and stuff. They do, and Soros, Obama, and Biden and Hillary Clinton. I could be wrong about that one, but they did supply a lot of money into their foundation to buy arms and stuff, so they are pretty well armed.
Okay, well, anyway, I know now they're threatening the suburbs and that kind of stuff, and the rural communities and stuff, and I don't know how that's going to turn out for them. I don't think
If I know Texas, there's going to be some barbecue. They're going to barbecue in Texas.
That leaves evidence, Joseph. What you do is go out to a hog farm, and I guarantee you within 3 hours there'll be no trace of anything left.
Right. Hey, Johnny wanted me to let you know he's got 3 midget strippers heading down your way to give you a haircut.
Woohoo! All right, thank you, Johnny.
But I was hearing, too, you know, about Tampa, Florida, you know, I mean, this all these major cities that are burning, you know, even here in Albuquerque, there was violence last night, but not that extreme and everything, but it could be tonight because they just shut down Walmarts over here and everything for that because of the riots and everything. So it's like, damn, you know. But I feel bad for these business people because they're just now getting back on their feet again. And these idiots go in and destroy business, their businesses and their livelihood and everything. And it's just, it's disgusting.
I actually think these shits that fucking care about this. What have they done? All right, these areas, some of these areas where the stuff went on, and some of the poorer areas in these cities and stuff like that, all right? They've gone there. They've destroyed private businesses.
Killed a man.
That's jobs. That's businesses where these people get stuff. Grocery stores, Targets, pharmacies, banks. And they've literally turned those areas into something that looks like friggin' Syria, all right?
Yeah. No.
But
even a Pentagon official said that.
Listen to me, America. These thugs don't care about you. They are using you. Do you think those companies gonna come back? You think those private businesses gonna reopen? Those people lost most of their life savings. All right. Some of them lost their friggin' lives. You've done is destroyed your own community, and I will say this: you allowed it to happen.
Yep.
You allowed it to happen.
And you got these agitators.
What happened as the mayor or anybody else there? Because you let these fucking thugs come in there and hijack your peaceful protest.
Yep.
Now don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying when I say there's holes in that story. George Floyd was killed. Now, who he was killed by, I think it's questionable, but he was killed by a police officer. All right? There is no two ways around that. It's horrible. But at the same time, and I've been arguing this for days, and I'm sick of arguing it. 90%, well, maybe not that much, 80% of the cops out there are just human beings out there to make a living. They're good, honest people and wouldn't have anything to do with anything like that.
Exactly.
And had they been there, they would have stopped it. And what you people need to realize is this shit that, like, happened with George Floyd, his death, why? Tell me, why does this only happen in Democratic-run cities? The Democrats.
What if it was
so
a black cop?
Guys?
Right, well, here's my thing. What if it was a black cop that killed a white guy? How come nobody says anything about that?
Well, I mean, in Minneapolis, you had that Islamic black cop kill that unarmed white lady, and, you know, nothing ever came of it. You know, so... You know, and I'm not trying to turn this into a black and white thing. I'm not. Do not think that for a minute. But what I'm saying is here, there's bad apples in every profession, right? And the guy who did this, George Floyd, I think should be taken out and publicly hung. All right. And the cops that stood there and watched him. After he hits the end of the rope and they get a good look at it, they should have to step up on the gallows next so they know what's coming because they could have made it.
They could have stopped him, but they didn't, you know. And listen to what his brother said today. I mean, you guys should listen to what his brother said. I mean, his brother straight out said, "This is no longer about my brother." whatever you guys are doing, you guys, this is, you guys are a disgrace. That came from his brother.
Yep, exactly. You know, and you know, get back to my point there and stuff like that, man. There's bad apples everywhere, and I saw more stuff. And I'm talking about some of these boog boys and boogaloo boys and all this shit out there, man. Fucking talking their trash. Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. I try to keep things colorless. I really do, all right? Because I worked, whether it was militarily contracting or what I do now, I've worked with every rhyme, reason, race, color person there are out there. And there are good people everywhere. All right?
Mm-hmm.
There are. So, I mean, you can't hate. You know, if you hate everybody that wears a badge, you're no different than the white supremacists or the new Black Panthers that hate people because they're black or they're white.
Mm-hmm.
You're no different.
You know, they were trying to blame the whites on that, on this too, and it backfired on them. You know, when they realized it was the agitators from Antifa doing this.
Well, you know, people, come on, y'all have to stop being used, all right? And y'all have to wake up and see the world for what it is and how.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And you're not gonna stop racism. You're not gonna stop white people from hating black people, and you're not going to stop black people from hating brown people, and you're not going to stop, you know, brown people from hating white and black people. You're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to understand.
That's
humans,
all talk.
Humans are basically stupid, and you just have to realize that, man. You know, when you run across that kind of stuff, you just need to stay clear of it. Just, that individual is an idiot. Okay. I'm done having anything to do with him and move on. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get caught up in the hate. Because right now, the deep state and the elitists are laughing their asses off. They're clapping their hands and dancing a little jig. Because you know what happened? When this story first came out, the whole country stood in solidarity. I mean, you couldn't find a person anywhere that wasn't going, oh, man, that's really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that guy was murdered, and everybody stood together hand in hand, as it should be.
Hey, look. Mm-hmm. And look what happened.
Well, they brought in their paid provocateurs, and the whole movement got stolen. Because I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it again and again. The only thing that these elitist, deep state, and dictators hate is when people stand together. And when they when that happens, they will do whatever's necessary to tear that apart.
Well, that's like the Christian said too.
They truly fear.
Right. That's like what Christian said today too. And she made a good point. You know, these protesters that are protesting peacefully in the day, but the violent, the crazy nutcases come out in the middle of the night. You know, those aren't your protesters. Those are your terrorists.
Well, it sure appears to be that way, Joseph. You know.
Mm-hmm. And she made a valid point when she said that.
Yes, she did. And you know, the truly sad part of it is the media, including Fox, for those of you that still listen to that shit show, they've all been sitting there, in some way, shape, or form, attempting to justify what has gone on. And there is no justification for what has gone on. None whatsoever.
Nope. Like I said just now, you know, listen to Floyd's brother. He says the same thing. He said that same exact word, Russell. Said the same thing. So, you know, to come from his brother, that means, that says to me that that family has more volumes. They don't want violence. They don't want any of this. Like he said, they have feelings. They don't want to see the country burn to the ground.
Nope, they don't.
You know.
No, they do. I can't profess to have known George Floyd, except what I've been able to read about him here and there. Mm-hmm. And from what I've seen and what I've read, like I said, I did not know the man. But it did not come across as somebody who would support this kind of behavior in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the family's not supporting that kind of behavior. Okay. And they're not.
No.
You know?
Mm-mm. Yeah. And, you know, and, I mean, we stood up. We had, it almost turned into quite a shit show at the Alamo Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for a bit and stuff like that, and I saw that. Anyway, I'd like to take my hats off to the TITFF guys, and there were some TSM guys there too, man. Just tip my hat to you guys. Y'all did an excellent job. Y'all had things under control. Y'all are definitely taking care of your AO and. Big pat on the back and a tip of the hat. Good job, men and women. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's getting close to that time, brother. So, we want to continue, or you want to close it for the night? Or I don't know where Russell is. I hope he's okay. hopefully, he didn't get caught with all this mess. But I bet you he did.
Last time I saw anything from him, he was. Somewhere at some truck stop. I want to say he was up in Iowa, so he probably got the ears laid back on Rick, what's he driving now? Did he say he got him a did he get him
a Mac
Peterbilt? A Mac. He
no,
a
Mac.
The ears
a Mac. Yep.
He probably got the ears laid back on that Mac trying to get home to Grove Pete, Louisiana.
Right.
Thanks, Calvin, brother. We love you. We miss you tonight, America. We've truly, truly, as we've been saying since Trump got elected, basically. I mean, we've been tracking a lot of this stuff before that, but since Trump got elected, this bullshit started. We pretty much told you what was coming, and I have to say, our accuracy rate on that is off the charts. Not that I'm one to blow our own horn or anything about that, but we pretty much hit the nail on the head. And I'm going to tell you right now, America, we are truly at the crossroads. We're either going to keep our country or we're going to lose our country.
We're going to lose it.
Whether we like it or not, fate, destiny, divine providence, whatever you want to call it, this part of history has been dropped in our lap. All right.
Yep.
And we will.
I don't
be
know,
ever,
Russell. I see a little bit of hope. I see a tiny bit of hope. We might have a chance. You know.
Well, what I was trying to finish saying there was whatever you want to call it, this. American history has been dropped in our laps, and we will be forever known in the annals of history. We will be cursed or applauded. If we allow freedom to die, we will become the scourge of history, of American history. If we stand up and do what we have to do to keep this country free, we will be remembered as probably the second greatest generation in American history. It's in our lap.
Yeah.
We didn't ask for it. We didn't particularly want it. but this is where we find ourselves. So I'm just going to tell everybody out there, pay attention, turn off the fucking news. They're lying to you. Do some research. Figure things out on your own. Tune in here. We try to put stuff right up as we can. But just stay safe out there. Keep your heads on a swivel and stay frosty.
Right.
And, you know, and all I'll add to that is that we'll be back here tomorrow night and everything. And, you know, we'll just see what happens, brother. The next 24 hours will be very interesting. You know?
Yeah, it will. All right.
All right. Well, we see y'all.
Love you guys. Adios, sayonara. Good night, good night.
All right. Good night. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.